With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has been evaluated for swelling in his legs and bruising on one of his hands. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A comprehensive medical exam revealed that Donald Trump has chronic venous insufficiency.
A benign and common condition, particularly in individuals over the age of 70.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, who shared details from the president's physician, said there was no evidence of deep vein thrombosis, which is a blood clot. She said the president's hand bruising is the result of frequent handshaking and the use of aspirin. Leavitt described the 79-year-old president as being in excellent health. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The House voted Thursday to pass the first ever major legislative overhaul of cryptocurrency regulations.
House lawmakers voted 308-122 to adopt the Senate-passed Genius Act, with more than 100 Democrats, including Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, joining most Republicans to approve a measure that is poised to help legitimize digital assets as mainstream financial products. The House also voted 294-134 Thursday to pass a second, much broader crypto market structure bill that would now go to the Senate. 78 Democrats voted with Republicans to advance the legislation known as the Clarity Act, a blowout showing of bipartisan support that beat expectations.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. Federal health officials will allow Juul to keep selling its electronic cigarettes. The Food and Drug Administration said Thursday that Juul's benefits as a less harmful alternative for adult smokers outweigh the risks of teen use. It's a major win for a company that has struggled for years after being widely blamed for sparking the teen vaping trend. On Wall Street, the Dow by 229 points. This is SRN News. Most Christians give to their church the old-fashioned way.
According to the latest from Lifeway Research, 53% of those who attend worship services regularly do their giving by using the offering plate on Sunday morning. Most put cash, some a check. Only 23% of parishioners do their tithing through the church website, and just 7% use an app. That's probably why the vast majority of pastors still pass the plate at services or provide a box near the door where people can make their donations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has upheld a lower court's decision to restrict abortion pill sales in West Virginia. A three-judge panel of the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed a 2023 ruling that, despite federal regulators' approval of the drug as a safe and effective medication, the district judge determined the near-total abortion ban took precedence over approvals from the FDA. This is SRN News. Efforts are being made to clear out animal shelters in Texas to make room for flood-impacted pets.
More dogs and puppies from parts of Texas submerged by catastrophic flooding have arrived at the new kill shelter Paws Chicago. The animals were in the Texas shelters before the flooding began. Paws volunteer Peter Brown says moving the animals to other parts of the country clears the shelters in Texas for incoming affected pets.
It makes room for dogs that are displaced by the flooding,
allowing Texas staff members to focus on rescuing animals and reuniting them with their humans. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is the second batch of pets to arrive in Chicago from Texas. The group Austin Pets Alive in the flood-stricken region since the flooding began has coordinated with Paws Chicago. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.